This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Coming up, we've got economics in one lesson. Johnny Ray and I have been reading this book. Chapter by chapter, and weekly discussing each chapter that we've been reading on the air, but we didn't get to what we were hoping to last week, so we're backed up by a couple chapters at this point, chapters 5 and 6. We will get to that here tonight, hopefully. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first. In the first hour, we're talking about mandatory nationalism or mandatory patriotism, whichever word you want to use.
They're basically the same thing.
Basically. And so that led to a discussion of flag burning with a caller from Albuquerque, and that leads to Jerry, who's in Albuquerque, a different guy from Albuquerque, listening to Kiva. Hey, Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
It's a very powerful conversation you guys are having tonight. I want to preempt it by saying that I served in the Army in the Berlin Brigade before the wall came down. And on base, everybody was required to stand at the beginning of a movie for the national anthem. I think that that's a little excessive when you're a civilian. But after my career, I volunteered for the casket team here, the final honors. And I walked the riderless horse in the ceremonies of the National Cemetery here. And for me, as you pointed out, your private property is your private property, and what you do on that is, you know, whatever you do. It gets a little touchy having dealt with, it's America's most sacred ceremony, the passing of a trifolded flag to the family of a fallen veteran, a service member, and I've done it. So I'm kind of talking from my heart. I feel that if you're going to burn or desecrate a flag, you should have risked your life coming home under one. I feel that if you do a flag burning on a campus that receives federal funding, I really, really feel that that should not be allowed.
All right, so let me ask this question. Let me ask this question. Are you opposed to all burning of the American flag?
No, I think that there is a time and a place. And I think
so when the Boy Scouts do the burning of old flags, that's okay to you because that's the appropriate time and place, but if somebody's protesting, you know, American imperialism, that's not the time and place?
Well, I think as you do, if it's your property and you're doing it on your property and you're making a statement, that's well within your rights.
What about public property? What about the town square?
If it's given funding by the federal government, I think that's kind of where the demarcation line goes.
Wait a minute. I don't know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we've got several city parks, which I don't know if they're receiving any federal grants. There may be some federal grant money that's partially funding those parks, but they're probably supermajority funded by local tax dollars.
Whatever federal money the city of Keene gets probably goes into the general budget, how do you know if a nickel of that went to maintain Central Square?
There's a chance that some of it did, but regardless, the supermajority of the park funding is going to come from local tax dollars. So if I
or
take
private donations,
if I take my own flag out to the park, the public park, and set that ablaze, is that okay by your rules, Jerry?
Yeah, I think in the context of burning, it is. But in the case of defecating a flag, that would be where I would probably go to jail for violating your First Amendment rights to express yourself. Based on the experiences that I have personally had and witnessed,
So you you would physically intervene if somebody were to drop trowel and squat over the flag, but if they were burning it, you would leave them alone.
I wouldn't be happy.
Okay.
I would have to turn and walk away. On a campus, a college campus, I think that's a place that should not be allowed. But as far as a park goes, if they're having a protest, which is well within their rights to protest what they want to protest, I might not like it.
I find myself agreeing with you, Jerry, because I am totally opposed to the idea of any kind of public property, be it a campus or public monies being extorted from the populace and being spent on parks or what have you. So I think if I'm being serious, it may not sound serious, but I think they should be as oppressive and just as unpleasant places. The college campuses and so forth. The federal government owns those places, and I think they should clamp down on them hard, and then nobody will want to go there anymore.
I'm more curious how often you see people drop trowel at protests. Like, I still can't, you know, imagine somebody dropping trowel to defecate.
It'd be funny.
In a protest. So is this something that happens often there in Albuquerque?
No, I've seen it reported over the national news. I've never heard of it happening here in Albuquerque, but it's like you said, the stories of people urinating on the flag or, crapping on the flag. That to me is where we have a problem.
Jerry, regarding the college campuses, I mean, the thing is, a lot of those students are paying to go to those college campuses. They're getting funding from the federal government because the federal government mandates that the federal government be the sole provider of college loans at this point. We learned that the other night.
Is that true?
New thing, apparently. We learned that the other night.
Yeah, that went into effect a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so they really don't have an option. If they want to go to college and they can't afford it to pay out their cash, then they have to go to the federal government. Otherwise, most of the money is coming from state governments to sponsor state schools, as I understand it. Like Keene
Yes.
State College is likely majority funded through not only just tuition, but also through the state government. Now, if they're paying to attend and free speech is a supposed valued thing on campus, then shouldn't they be able to express themselves in offensive ways?
No, they signed up for it. By taking that loan, they signed up for that.
They signed up for not critiquing the federal government or only
The regime that gave them the money.
So they shouldn't be able to critique anything about the federal government or just not burn its flag?
No, I'm not saying that. I think they can critique what they want. I think, and we do, we've had a lot of protests on campus here at the University of New Mexico. We've had the National Guard called in. Where the property is protected, that they are allowed to protest. That is their voice, their right. There has been flag burnings. There has never been any of the stuff that we were talking about, the crapping of the flag. There's a time and a place, and there's some, we're told not to burn a Koran, because we're afraid of what the ramifications will be.
I think you should be able to burn whatever you want to burn, as long as it's your property. If you bought a Koran, you should be able to burn that. If you bought a flag, you should be able to burn that. And as long as you keep
it. I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, thanks for your call, man. I do appreciate you taking the time to explain your position, and thanks for calling in tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Brett. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett. Listening. Are you in Flint?
Outside of Flint.
Okay, you're listening to WCK. Go ahead.
Yeah. When I was hearing the Jerry, I had to reflect on Kent State. They certainly, I don't know if they were burning any flags.
You mean prior to the shooting?
Yeah. I mean, how freaking bizarre is that, right? They were protesting the war. And I'm pretty sure John Lennon was an anti-war activist also. so we saw what happened to him. And so I contemplate these various realities. And I heard a broadcast recently.
Brett, hold that thought. We're going to bring it back. You can tell us about that here in a moment. Our number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. And bring up anything you want here on the live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
If you had but one day to teach someone about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, that's okay, because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. Fee gives you tools for that as well. Take Economics in One Day for free over at fee.org/FTL and learn key economics concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. You can start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL and learn why entrepreneurship matters. We've been talking about burning the flag and mandatory nationalism. We got Brett on the line in Michigan. By the way, I did check it out. We had asked, somebody had said something earlier about, you know, was there a flag burned at Kent State? There was a miniature American flag, according to KentState1970.org, that kind of has a summary, a timeline, if you will, of what transpired on that day. And someone in the crowd did burn in a miniature American flag, and that was apparently before the National Guard arrived on the scene.
And it was on May 4th? Because there had been some protesting that happened before that.
This was May 2nd.
This
may have been May 2nd. So anyway.
You had mentioned that there was also a building that caught fire sometime. That was on May 2nd.
It was set ablaze on purpose, the ROTC building, apparently.
Right, and the arsonists of that were never apprehended.
Interesting. Brett, you're back on with us here. You were beginning to tell us a story, but we ran out of time there, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, pursuant to what you just described, those students didn't have any guns. They were murdered in cold blood.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
By the criminal.
And it could happen again.
I know. Well, look what happened to Pat Tillman.
Sure.
Remember
that
him?
That was the guy who was over in, was it Iraq or Afghanistan?
He was a Arizona Cards pro football player.
Right.
His family's very patriotic. He signed up.
He was shot to death by his own fellow soldiers.
Murdered by friendly fire. It would have been the Army. Pathologist actually came out and said it was murder. This was not an accident. And they hushed that up real fast. And Jerry being in Albuquerque, I remember distinctly a couple years ago. This was all recorded on the cops' radio recorder or whatever that they were going to take out this homeless guy who happened, I think, to be a veteran. He was sleeping in some area park. And apparently some of the town folk were upset with that. They murdered this guy.
Yes. This is more recent. You're talking about in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the police shot to death a man who was in no way a threat to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's not the only story. There were more than one bad cop killing innocent people stories that have come out of Albuquerque in the last few years.
And it's not just, you know, cops killing people in Albuquerque. There was the incident a couple of years ago to where the Albuquerque police raped someone 8 times.
Oh, my.
Now, of course, they're not going to say that it was rape, but when you do, like, 6 colonoscopies on somebody after having them clean their bowels numerous times, to call it anything other than rape is, you know, basically absurd.
Oh, no, it wasn't rape, Daryl. They had doctors do it.
Yeah, and there were several doctors that said, I'm not going to do this, and were then immediately relieved of their duties.
That was Albuquerque. I didn't remember where that transpired. Brett, anything else you want to share with our audience? Go ahead.
I in this broadcast, they revealed the fact that United Nations, now I do have an economics fact also, but UN in 61 had some resolution that designated marijuana as a harmful, worthless drug. It was a Schedule One drug, whatever it is. That,
it still is.
Yeah, yeah, but it was the UN that did that. Okay, and the other thing.
Well, the UN is starting to reverse on that. There have been conferences, and as I understand it, the UN has started to change its position on the war on drugs, while the United States federal government appears to be doubling down and continuing to keep marijuana at Schedule One.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, fellas, here's my way of fighting back against these criminals, okay? We look at the monetary system. Number one, there was a guy out west, a retired MD, who had a broadcast called Radio Liberty. And numerous times he interviewed people who were reciting from the Federal Reserve Act itself. And there's a provision in the act that if they fail to establish and maintain a substance-based currency, with a stable economy, then that is grounds for terminating their charter.
Secondly, well, they would have had those grounds since, 19... When was it?
33.
The 33, and then they ultimately pulled all of the gold ties in the 70s with the Nixon administration, right? So, yeah. That's bad. They definitely want to see more financial freedom, and the federal government isn't going to give it to you. Hey, thanks, Brett, for your call tonight. In that case, what you should do is whatever you can to secure your own financial freedom. You can't rely on the government to all of a sudden come to some sort of, you know, level of senses and put gold backing or silver backing back behind the currency. That's not going to be very, very likely. So what you need to do is go ahead and, you know, shore up your own reserves, get some precious metals. Put them in a safe place, acquire some cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been a big help to some people all around the globe, but especially in countries where financial crises are striking, whether it be Greece, whether it be Cyprus, whether it be Venezuela. Anybody that can get their hands on cryptocurrency there is going to be doing better, I think, than their neighbors are who are still saddled with the old-style money from the government, which, of course, can manipulate the money supply at will. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Porn Addict calling from Asgard on Skype. Porn Addict, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. I just want to get your opinion. Primarily, this is directed towards Ian, on a former co-host of Free Talk Live who has released a video that's kind of disturbing by the name of Chris Cantwell.
A disturbing video from Chris Cantwell. I suspect most of his videos would be considered disturbing by many of the people who watch them, so we'll find out what you're talking about here in moments with Porn Addicts on Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm, and you can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Johnny Ray is modeling his brand new Tipsy Elves sweater. Mm-hmm. Not just any sweater, but a very ugly Christmas sweater. In fact, that's kind of what they do over at Tipsy Elves, is make a bunch of really tacky, ugly Christmas sweaters. And yours is the... I would say one of the tackier ones, given that there are reindeer, presumably, that are in sexual positions.
Congress.
With
it's,
one another.
It's subtle, though. This one, there's more than one reindeer's...
Playing reindeer games.
Reindeer's playing reindeer games sweater.
Playing hide the sausage.
There's another one that puts that has a very large image of the one reindeer mounting the other. This one is blue. It's more subtle. And this is my first Christmas sweater ever.
Yeah, it's
really comfortable.
Is it warm?
Yes.
That's what I noticed about mine. I got the Santa's Little Helper one.
It's got a very tight weave, and it's really comfortable.
I love it. I mean, it really is a nice product. In fact, Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but they are serious when it comes to quality and construction. And they've got, of course, they got some brand new sweaters for 2016, including a Trump-related sweater and more, plus interactive sweaters, which come with like little balls that you can throw at like a sticky target on the front of one of these sweaters. The men's drinking game sweaters.
I love that, where it's got the target and it says, "You miss, you drink."
You drink. That's right. You miss, you drink. And then another one with Santa Claus peeing a Merry Christmas in the snow. Another with like a kind of a Santa Claus that's streaking He's got one of those coats on. He's got it wide open, and it says censored over his private parts. Some very entertaining and outrageous sweaters, and you will likely be the talk of any Christmas party that you attend with one of these sweaters on. Plus, for men, they've also got Christmas suits.
That's what I want.
Full-on Christmas suits. Women, you can get holiday leggings, sweater dresses, pajamas. Plus, they've got collegiate designs for other clothing as well. And right now, you, as a Free Talk Live listener, can get 20% off site-wide at tipsyelves.com. Here's how you do it. Go ahead, load up your cart with whatever it is you want to get, and then at checkout, you enter code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get your 20% site-wide discount from tipsyelves.com.
And I was actually looking at the collegiate wear last night.
Because you're a big sports fan.
I am, and I'm actually thinking that I might get myself a pair of the Alabama Crimson Tide sweatpants.
There you go. Tipsyelves.com. Code FTL at checkout. You get 20% off site-wide. We go back to Porn Addict. He's calling from Asgard on Skype. Go ahead, Porn Addict.
Hey, Ian. So I just wanted to let you know your old buddy Chris Cantwell has uploaded a video where he appears to be, how do I put this? He's really high on some hard drugs.
I've heard about that,
unfortunately. Yeah. Oh, okay. So the reason for my call here is I know that you have previously been friends with Mr. Cantwell.
Mm-hmm. And I still am Cantwell's friend.
Fantastic. Yeah. So I just really would appreciate your input. Is this an elaborate troll job? Has he completely lost his mind? What's going on?
Are you saying that you're not sure whether or not he was actually on the drugs?
In the video, he is claiming at the very beginning this could be fictitious. Parts of this may be true. Parts of this may be false. In the video, he claims he's on, I believe, mushrooms and admits to being addicted to methamphetamines, which his former girlfriend he blames for the addiction.
Well, I would imagine that if he were going to be doing those drugs, that he would want to make it ambiguous as to whether or not he was actually on them, because he probably wouldn't want any evidence to be able to be used against him. So, you know, if you present it as though it might be fictitious, then it might be fictitious, and he might be, you know, not really on those drugs. Even if he actually is on those drugs, there wouldn't be necessarily any evidence there of him admitting to having possessed those
legally
drugs.
Yes, yeah. Legally. Exactly.
Right. So honestly, I don't know. I wasn't there for the production of this video. I do know that some folks have been concerned about his well-being, and I know that he is concerned about his well-being, and he has told me that he is he's done some things that he regrets, and that he's trying to get sober. He's trying to get clean. So I know that you know, I don't know if that means sober from alcohol or sober from other things, but we do know that with Chris, he has had problems with drinking in the past. He had a long bout of sobriety, which he broke, I believe, after a certain girlfriend left him a few months ago. But you know, beyond speculation, I don't know really what else I can offer to you. I mean, I think that, you know, like a lot of people, Chris has his inner demons, and he's having a tough time, and I guess he decided to share some of that with his audience, and so that's where he is.
Okay, so inner demons is one thing, alcohol is one thing, but addicted to meth, that's a whole new level, and...
Not really. I can tell you, I've never seen him use meth. I have not had him tell me anything about a meth habit, but that doesn't mean that he would necessarily tell me that, something like that. I mean, somebody who's addicted to methamphetamine might be embarrassed about that and less than likely to tell people that they, you know, that they care about.
So I'm curious if there's a point to the call other than to gossip about somebody.
The point to the call is that there are people that are concerned about Mr. Cantwell, and that Ian is a friend, and hopefully Ian could give some better insight as to if this is just a troll job or is there something real serious going on. So
it still sounds like gossiping, like, you know, If you actually wanted Ian's input on this, it should have been done, you know, through email or something, not on the air, because otherwise it just sounds like...
Daryl, this is the best. This is the best way to get a hold of Ian. You know that. Shut your mouth, man.
That's not very nice. Thanks for the call tonight. Look, no, you can send me an email. I receive them. I'm not particularly good at getting back to them, but I agree with you, Daryl. I don't know if airing Cantwell's...
It just sounds like
laundry.
Somebody wants to gossip about Chris Cantwell.
Yeah, and he wasn't the only
colleague. If he wasn't a personal friend of yours, then you would... The fact that he made it public on his own show would be all the justification you would need, I think.
Well, yeah, if it's true that he did what the caller was saying, and I think that it is true because I've heard from elsewhere that broadcast did happen on his YouTube channel. If that's true, then it's clear that Chris is willing to put that information out there for folks. So I understand why the caller might have been concerned, but I agree with you, Daryl, that it does seem like unnecessary, mud dragging in that case. And obviously he was not very nice in how he responded to you, so clearly his motivations weren't entirely pure in that case. But yeah, I have an email address. It's ian@freetalklive.com. If you, want to reach out, you're always welcome to. I have to admit I've been terrible at, getting to emails quickly, so it may take a number of days before I'll get back to you. But yeah.
And there is an update on the Free Ross fundraiser. There was a $5,000 donation that came in from somebody, and there's been some more donations since that, so they're up over $13,000 right now.
And it's going through 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Yes. FreeRoss.org. There's a big yellow button in the top left where you can click to
for the Free Rossathon.
To access the Free Rossathon.
But, of course, you can donate after 10 o'clock tonight.
Exactly. And you can watch it later. If you didn't get to watch it live, you can watch all of the presentations later on tonight or tomorrow or whatever.
The donation rewards, I think, go away at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So you'd have to be live to donate. Well, they'll still take your, like you said, they'll still take your money. And I don't know about you, but I don't give to things for the rewards. I don't care about whatever. I don't know what. I don't even know what they were offering. Whatever it was, doesn't even matter to me. I don't want it. Whatever. If they were going to send out some sort of tchotchke or whatever, please don't spend time or money on sending me some sort of thing. I don't need a thank you. I don't need anything like that. So I know that works for some people, that they need to feel like, oh, I got a gift bag. No, don't take the money and put it all towards Ross Ulbricht. Okay, that's how I feel about it. So go to freeross.org. Even if the donations are shut down for the Free Rossathon, there's still a donate link on freeross.org. That's actually how I sent my donation in, because the other donate link wasn't.
They've got that working now.
It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of these airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come tonight, Economics in One Lesson, our ongoing book club, book review. Johnny Ray and I have been reading it chapter by chapter, although we got kind of held up last week when we weren't able to really get to it. So hopefully,
I blame Castro.
Hopefully we'll get to it tonight here. But your calls come first. We're going to go to the phones and to the fun. We got Sarah listening in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I have this new technology. Actually, it's based out of Albuquerque. The owner and the inventor lives here in Albuquerque. And it's called a DermaTech. What it is an alcohol skin patch, and it changes colors according to your alcohol blood level.
Hmm.
And I just thought that people that work in the bars, that refuse you have too much to drink, they need to put these on so that they could tell whether they're safe to drive or call the Uber service, or the police could use it when they're checking their alcohol level. Also, it could be a useful tool. So it takes about 45 minutes for it to work. It registers your perspiration.
Interesting. Where did you hear about this?
It was on the local show, the KKOB, on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so hold on. You're saying this thing takes 45 minutes to work, but you want police to use this to do roadside tests?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it can't work if they refuse to blow or if they can't stand up enough to walk a straight line or something difficult. They're already all sprawled out or something kind of like that. They could kind of utilize it since we're second in DWI, number second, and we killed 100 people last year in drunk driving accidents. So
you gotta stop killing people, Sarah. I mean, it's not good for you.
No. There's alcohol driving here in New Mexico is just considered an accident, even though they claimed 100 lives. So, you know, accident.
What do you mean it's considered an accident? DUI is not an accident.
No, no, no. She's saying if you run somebody over, they consider that a traffic accident, and it doesn't matter if you have an intoxicant in your system or not, it's still a traffic accident.
Well, you'll still get charged with a DUI on top of whatever the accident
Vehicular manslaughter is a crime whether you have an intoxicant in your body or not.
I agree with that. You are telling the truth about Dermatec. It is a thing, although it doesn't exist yet. Their website is describing it. And it says that it is good for multi-day usage. It is non-invasive because, again, it's a patch. It works by sensing a reaction with the alcohol absorbed into your body, then released through the skin. You apply the patch before you drink alcohol, and after a few drinks, the patch should change color, and the chemical reaction will cause the patch to change the color. It doesn't say here, you know, what the colors mean, what the various different levels of intoxication might be indicated by the patch, and as of right now, they do not yet even have the funds to begin production on the patch, so I presume they're looking for investors and things like that.
And by investors, you probably mean government handouts of some sort.
Could very well be, yeah. I don't know who they're going to be marketing this towards. Interesting, though, that you brought it to our attention, Sarah. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, and, okay, so here's why it was being talked about. It is being made by an Albuquerque-based company, so that's why.
Yeah, that's what she had said.
Okay, I missed that detail. Let's go to somebody else in New Mexico. It's David calling on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, not what I call about, but to clarify, yeah, on Saturday there's a local guy who does a local radio show, and on business topics, and his guest was, I think it's On Lee, and that's his company, and they a doctor friend of his came up with the chemistry to make that patch, and they're trying to find different markets for it. Mm-hmm. Investors, I think he just needs like $50,000 to make a manufacturing run so that he could then supply, and he had interest from some. There's potential interest. He had interest from, in particular, from some national organization. I forget what it was. But anyway,
yeah, my guess is it wouldn't be accurate enough for government to be able to use. I mean, with their current BAC meters, they get some actual digital readout.
Right.
This is just a changing color, and I doubt that's going to be enough to really, you know, be considered evidence for a court.
And also, Sarah was saying it takes 45 minutes to wind up doing anything.
That's what she said.
That's going to take too long to have any real practical use.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's. I saw the same practical problems. I do see, for instance, law enforcement. One potential use, you know, in as one more piece of evidence for the courtroom. If it is tested and shown to be accurate, on top of whatever else they have, especially if they have someone who's completely passed out, you know, they can slap that thing on them as soon as
could see this having a use in hospitals. Because I remember when I worked hospital security, there would be people that would come in that were way too intoxicated for, you know, any kind of, you know, proper evaluation to be done. And they, you know, doctor would have to come in every so often, you know, like they had some kind of calculation of, oh, well, their blood alcohol was this when they came in. We'll go in after X number of hours, and then they'd have to do the thing again. So if there was, all right, you're way too drunk, let's slap this patch on your forehead or whatever, and then they could just walk by and look, oh yeah, the patch is still blue or whatever. Hmm. So I could see a possible medical use for this.
If you're waiting for someone to, you know, you can't do a certain procedure, administer a certain drug until you're below a certain percentage of alcohol in your body that you could slap it on there, watch it as it decreases, assuming it goes down as well as up.
Right, yeah.
And then,
I get your point.
Anyway,
so what were you calling about besides, you weren't calling about that initially, so go ahead.
No, I was calling about law. I was just giving some add-on information. I actually was, talked to that guy on the phone and, but anyway, I was calling about law aspects that you've talked about in the past few days. And before it gets lost too far, I think it was yesterday's program, go back to defamation rather than talking about stuff you're talking about tonight before it's lost forever. And the importance of defamation, I know you have some skepticism, Ian, you know, on that kind of thing. But, you know, for instance, the importance of defamation being able to be taken into a courtroom, you know, from personal experience, well, for instance, actually, let me tie it into your flag burning. Everything is, every problem of law basically is the same problem the way I dissect it. And it usually comes down to a taking. Somebody is taking something from somebody else. You know, like the flag, if it's their own flag on their own property, you're not taking anything, you should be able to burn it. If I take your flag, well, then it's a taking. Just about everything boils down to a taking, either, and then it's either rightful or wrongful. And, you know, in my case, the taking was my children, and somebody alleges that it was rightful. I allege it's wrongful. Now, what the basis of the taking of my children was, I allege it's a defamation, meaning somebody said, hey, David did this, that, and the other thing, and is this, that, and the other thing. And I say, they're lying. They don't have any evidence to back it up. It's a defamation. And now let me tie it into another point of law. Now that their taking of my children damaged me, and you were talking about the difference between if I go and I physically beat the tar out of somebody and put them in the hospital, it's easy to see the damage that I did to that person, and I didn't have any right to do it. It was an unlawful taking of their health and functioning of their body,
right.
And therefore I am clearly liable. You would agree with that. But now when somebody does something completely or virtually intangible and insinuates something or alleges something, and then my children are taking, to me, it is having done this 24 hours a day for 10 years, it's a clear taking, and it's clearly unlawful based on the fact that that in the court proceedings, not even my suit for defamation, which hasn't happened yet, but in their own court proceedings that they brought against me, they never would, even when I filed formal legal motions to force them to do it, to bring a witness bring admissible evidence.
They never did.
Then bring a witness, or two or three or six or however many you want, and then have a lawful trial and try me.
Yeah.
Civilly or criminally.
I don't think somebody should be able to take anything of another person's without any real, point of action on that actual evidence.
I'm glad you agree with me, and that's what happened to me. That's exactly what happened. However, the cause of action, they did it all with a defamation. I haven't seen my children in 10 years because Party A said, I think this about David, and this is what I saw.
Yeah, it's a family court situation is always unfortunate for somebody. Thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it.
The horrors of family court is why one guy set himself on fire in Keene 5 years ago.
Yep, he committed suicide. His name was Tom Ball. If you search for it on Free Keene, you'll find the story about it. It's pretty outrageous, and his story is not unusual. The only thing unusual about it is he actually went ahead and lit himself on fire. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.